The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Right now on Earwolf, it's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special, and this year, all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, that was fun.
Jess and I just getting real about everything and really... if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. With Zach and Jess.
Oh, hello!
Oh, hello! Hell yeah! Hello.
Hell yeah! Hello! Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess!
That one's Jessica McKenna!
And that one's Zach Marino!
We've got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got Dana Wicks on the sticks, producing and drumming. We got
Brett on the frets, on the acoustic.
Choo choo engineer, but also playing.
Yeah.
Y'all, we've had some great guest piano players, and they were a delight, but we got our dream prince back from partial parental leave.
From being a father.
Damn.
Guys, Scott's a dad now, and he has a baby, so shout at him on the internet about how happy you are and how proud of him you are.
We're so proud to have a sleepy baby. And hooray for life!
Hooray for life. And Scott, good luck.
And
you're going to do great.
And I only said partial parental leave because...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Because obviously, it's that freelance life.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't come at me like, what? That's the only amount of time you would give Scott, the unsung hero?
You demanded like, he come back now?
I'm not in control of this moment.
We're letting him make his own choices.
Yeah, it's an open policy for Scott. Oh, sorry. Just I had to get ahead
oh,
of that.
Oh, no, you've got to. We want to go on the record as being very much in favor of exceedingly long paid parental leave.
It probably was a tenant in our Douglas Whittick Save the World.
If it wasn't, it should have been.
It should go back in for whatever the ones when they started to get silly.
But okay. Hey, we also have a fantastic guest here. And honestly, I need to make an apology in advance because part of watching this man perform is that he is one of the best dancers I've ever seen in my life, and you're not gonna get any of that because this one's just for your ears.
But I think that's great, Zach. You need to paint the picture that he is a true physical performer, a dynamic mover, an incredible dancer. So as you listen to this, put that in your body. You know him from UCB and the best damn Snickers commercial, Red Egg Grease. Welcome, Oscar Montoya.
Hi.
Honestly. Oh my god. Okay, there was a bunch of like torso isolation just now that was fantastic.
The muscles that he isolated to achieve that, I don't even have them.
Truly, if you're like watching musical improv and the first thing, the thing that people are almost always the worst at is dancing because it's a bunch of people that are like not trained dancers. They're sometimes not trained singers. And it's just like when Oscar is on stage and performing, it's like, Oh, this is what it could be if any of these people bothered to like get good at
this. This is truly the worst. This is like as bad as talking about a dream. But we did a show together where we made up a song about games, about the GameStop.
Oh my God. That was like one of our first shows.
Yeah. About the game what?
GameStop.
Like, it was the chorus was something like when you gotta stop at the game, whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember Oscar and I were like not like the main parts of the song. Mm-hmm. And he initiated some like truly music video level choreography that I like went a little bit off his shoulder to copy, you know, to follow and support him. And I was like, I can't do this for longer than 20 seconds.
And sing at the same time.
It was immediately so hard. And I was like, oh my gosh, Oscar's so good.
Oscar, what is your dance background? Or do you just dance all the time?
I started dancing since I was 4. But okay. I started dancing cumbia music, which is like folkloric Colombian dancing. Because that's where I'm from. I was born. And then I came to this country when I was 12. And
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah.
I'm learning.
Yeah.
Podcasts, they really open your eyes.
Yeah. And so when I wasn't doing cumbia anymore because there was really not a lot of that happening
Sorry,
here.
Sorry, can I ask, is that the name of the dance and music?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love when that happens.
Yeah. And it's just easy to remember. Yeah. You know?
I feel like I know the time signature of like a cumbia song, but I can't say it in words. Is that right? Kinda.
Yeah, yeah. It's that's like a little saucy.
Scott's making
more
a questioning
saucy,
face with it. He's not saying this. He's saying, is this it?
Yeah. It's important that you could imagine. Okay, put into those keys an attitude that is this it?
Sorry, I cut you off.
Oh no. And then I sort of discovered modern dance here, and then I sort of followed that, and then I discovered contemporary, and that's really what I studied. I went to Purchase. SUNY Purchase in Westchester, and I studied contemporary dance.
Oh,
yeah.
So the reason you're very, very good is because you're doing it.
Oh, yeah, I'm educated in movement.
He is a learned dancer.
I love dancing with you so much.
Aww.
Can we talk about, since we're talking about GameStop, that one restaurant that is called Sushi Stop and has the sign that is exactly the same as the lettering and font of the GameStop?
What's going on there?
What is going on?
Do they all
there?
Own the same? There's also another, not a sushi restaurant or a GameStop, but another, I want to say like a gym or something with that same exact font.
It's called GymStop. Like, who's the Stop family?
Well, I love that it's like, stop for games. Like, not like, stop, don't come in here. Like, hey, you're going through your day. You're walking down the street. You gotta stop.
Stop for games. This is your one-stop shop for games. Yeah. Games, stop.
How dare you walk past us? No, you stop and you come in for sushi, games, or the gym.
I love the, I mean, just, okay.
We go to a board meeting for the Stop family.
Roll call. I want to make sure that all of the Stop family is present and accounted for. Me, Simon Stop, present.
And me, Cynthia Stop, also here.
Cynthia spelled with an S, Stop, also here.
And me, Sinclair Stop, also present.
And I'm also here. Samantha Stop, and my twin brother Samuel Stop.
And I'm here. Synonymous Stop.
And I'm here. Sissy Stop, Stop, Stop.
And I'm here. Suzanne Stop.
We had to stop, stop for a roll call of the family Stop.
We had to stop, stop for a roll call of
Other Steven Stop
with a PH Steven, yeah.
We had to stop, stop for a roll call of the family Stop. We had to stop, stop for a roll call of the family Stop.
And now that everyone I think is him, we can top stop shop, but we had to stop, stop for a roll call of the family Stop.
We got to go.
Okay, well then let's stop, stop getting into the van of the family Stop.
We have to stop, stop
getting into the van of the
family Stop.
And we can wait till the second and third van start to stop, and then we'll go for the family Stop.
Okay, just, it's really pretty simple. We try to keep all the sushi on one side and all the games on the other side. And, like, as long as you keep them separate, people generally know when they're coming
Seymour,
in for it.
Seymour, listen, it's our first time being initiated into any of the Stop family businesses. Yeah. So I appreciate you, like, going it slow for us, Stevens.
And Stephen PH and Stephen F's. I'm just going to call you PH and F. Is that okay?
I'm with an F. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Steve. I didn't know you spelled Stephen with an F.
I
thought it was a V.
Am I Stefan? You guys tell me right now. Have I been Stefan this whole time?
Been saying your name incorrectly?
Wait. You decide the way it's spelled.
It's spelled with an F. I guess I didn't pay attention because I just always write S stop.
Yeah.
That's what I've always signed on my
S-stop.
Papers.
Me too. S stop.
You guys, am I a Stefan?
No, not if you don't want to be. Names are very personal. Whatever you want to be called, that's what everyone should call you.
I mean, does that change the way that you, Steven, behave?
Do you want to be a Stefan?
Well, Let me think about it. When you wake up with one way and suddenly your path diverges, do you go with what you know or do you follow these brand new urges? Maybe one person likes peanut butter and jelly.
Me.
The other likes jelly and butter.
Me.
Everyone is entitled to what they want, but somehow I stutter. But what would Stefan be? What would Stefan do? What would Stefan?
Sushi on the other side. And it's always been the same building, and it's not like there was something to hide. But you're finally looking over and seeing games that go on and on. And you thought that you were into sushi, but it turns out you were always the
Stefan, look deep into this mirror.
Wow.
This GameStop mirror.
No, deeper. You're looking at the mirror. Look deep into the mirror, Stefan.
Look at you and look through you. Then you're looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
You're right.
What is your reflection saying to you right now?
You must let me out.
Wow.
I am your true self.
Wow.
You must take me for a spin like this mirror down from a shelf. I am the true one you've been waiting to become. Out of the mirror and into life.
Why would Stefan be? Why would Stefan do? Why would Stefan be?
Work here at all. This isn't a place for Stefan, master of the universe, king of his domain.
Oh no.
I can't work in some sort of game
Wait
stop
a second.
That doesn't know what it is.
Steven, you're changing. You've transformed.
I'm not Steven, I'm Stefan.
Ow! You just slapped me!
I'm sorry. I've just gained so much strength, I don't know, and I don't need these glasses, and I don't need these overalls, and I don't like cheese anymore.
What? You lived for cheese.
Not anymore.
You threw a cheese-themed birthday.
Yes, that's something Stephen would do, not Stefan. Stefan's the kind of guy who, he likes to have only baklava.
What?
That's a very specific food, and yeah. It doesn't fulfill most of vitamin requirements.
All right, I'm still stressing out who Stefan is. All I know is that Stefan is me.
Okay.
And I can't work for the family. I gotta work for myself.
I'm wondering what would happen if I looked in this mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look into the mirror.
Here.
Seymour, make sure you look in the mirror.
Yeah,
not at the mirror. It's really important.
If you think you're looking through the mirror, you're not like looking through enough.
Do I make eye contact with myself?
You can. That was good for me.
Okay,
it was helpful.
It's a good start.
And then I kind of disappeared into
Hello, I'm the you inside. A Simore. You've always been a Seymour, but I think you could be more. Hey. You are limiting yourself by not being true to you. There's always been an Italian man inside. That's the you that's true. It's Simore. And he is so strong. The
things that you've worried about. He's had the answers all along. That's Amore. And nothing else matters other than going to the Hatters.
Wow, this is a crazy, mirror.
So, wow, yeah. Who knew you were really,
I'm a Samore.
Oh my God.
I cannot work here. Wait, I only care about one thing, and it's not eating a baklava. It's going to the Hatters to buy a hat.
You hated hats.
I know.
Seymour, that was your whole personality.
Yes.
Seymour who hates hats.
Because I love my hair so very, very much. But now I want to go to the Hatters, and not just because a rhyme hedged me in. It's because it's what I've always wanted to do, to put a sort of fun accessory on the top of my head. I'm not even an Italian man, but I'm a Seymour. I'm a Simore. It's spelled the same, but I pronounce it different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, it's a rebranding of sorts.
Well, Steven.
Do I dare?
I will tell you this. It's a bigger revelation that changes your life very much. You will want to be very careful before you do it.
Guys, I'm scared. I mean, so far I've seen two people completely change in front of my eyes.
But change is new. It's a bella. It's a beautiful to change.
It's just like the caterpillar becoming a butterfly. You know, change is the way of humanity, the way of life.
And now that one butterfly, he only wants to eat the baklava. And the other butterfly, he wants to wear a nice hat.
Yeah, but what if I miss the caterpillars? What if I want to stay a caterpillar this whole time, huh? Where are the caterpillars? Where are my friends Steven and Seymour? My buddies. Maybe they're inside this mirror. If I only look close and stare through my room.
Wait, how did you get in here?
I just...
Wait.
Wait,
seriously, how did you get...
Oh my... Is someone new here?
Someone's new in the mirror world?
Mirror world party, we got a new one!
Oh my gosh, wait. Who are you guys?
Oh, well... Did you know that reflections... Someone has to make them happen. And it's not just the way glass or water works. Because narcissists die. Well, but anyway, I'm sorry. We said mirror party, and that was mirror tale. Sorry.
Which is not so often that we get to tell people about, like, who we are, because everyone here already knows all that.
Yeah. My name is Nefez.
My name's Mass. It's Sam, but backwards.
Mine's Devon, but backwards.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Listen, I'm trying to look for my relatives, okay? Seymour and Stefan.
You mean other people came here from your world?
Did they come all the way over, or were they just joined by their mirror self?
Oh, wait. Are you talking about, like, a conglomeration of... two spirits in one body?
Well, sometimes we jump over to the other side and inhabit
your brain. And it's not like we completely take over. We're sort of sharing space. It's not exactly the same, but we tend to have dominant personalities and sometimes fun accents to boot. We are somewhat skewed versions of you, but it's still a version of you. Cause like I said, in the mirror world, mirror world, we make mirror boys and girls. In the mirror world, mirror world, and also mirror non-binary people.
Wow, I'm understanding now. Wait, listen, hold on one second. If I'm looking at a reflection of myself, where's my reflection, Steven?
But that's what we're saying. You're not looking. You really inhabited. And now I think that you might be the beginning of something we thought was forbidden, where you can finally know that there's only one you.
Take some introspection. You might be the first person since Narcissus to see their reflection.
Mirror world.
Mirror world.
That mirror. Is, if you don't lose yourself in the mirror world. It is pretty crazy and topsy-turvy and upsy-downsy keys.
Oh my gosh, it's just like that one book where this one girl goes through this world.
I was thinking,
through.
Is it too much like that one movie with the rabbits and the scissors, but not scary?
I was thinking, is it too much like the
It's okay if you don't have one, Mass.
I don't have one.
Mass, it's okay if you don't have one.
Everyone else has
one. Mass, it's okay.
Mass, it's okay if you don't have one. Okay. You could probably, honestly, just say.
Is it, oh, is it too much?
You don't have to try to.
No, I've definitely got one. No, is it too much like the book?
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Okay, sure.
With.
Uh-huh.
The boy.
Okay.
And.
Sure.
The toll booth. Is it too much like the one with the book and about the boy in the toll booth and the dog with the clock inside the dog?
You know, honestly, I'm a little rusty on that.
I love that one. I love that one.
If you say it, I'll believe you.
I think it's like that. And now we've all had one. And that's the important thing.
Now we all have one.
And yeah. Matt's. Belongs as a friend because, oh boy, he got it. He got it right. That one can hang.
Hey, Mask, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sure.
I know we don't meet a lot of new people. Oh, sorry. Come a little further. Sorry. One second.
Okay. Yeah, because I could still kind of hear your conversation.
Do you want me to stand equidistant between you and him?
No. Further.
Okay.
You know, I'll just plug my ears. How about that?
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah, I'll just do that.
I know.
Am I blowing it?
No. I just want you to take a couple deep breaths because I know it's, we've never had like a human come over from the mortal world.
Boy, howdy. That fact is not lost on me right now.
And I know it's pretty intense that he might be like the one to reunite the worlds.
Ooh, yep. We could just go back to being reflections and not have to just sort of make mirror versions of ourselves anymore.
Right.
Okay.
But you gotta be chill. If you scare away the chosen one, it's gonna be such a bummer.
Got it. Mass is not gonna scare away the chosen one. Okay, fingers out of ears. Everyone's here and belongs and is very just kind of cool.
Ooh, chill.
Cool and confident.
Okay, Mass, you're like very close to me right now.
Okay, taking a step back.
Yeah,
compensating
great.
With the fact that we walked away.
I was putting my cheek on his cheek
no,
to be like, I got you.
No, do not put your cheek on his cheek.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry, you don't have a reflection, so we don't actually know your name.
Oh, my name is Steven.
Steven.
Yeah, or at least that was the name that my mom and dad gave me. The Stops, Mr. and Mrs. Stops.
Steven Stops.
Stop it all?
One stop to them all. One stop to find them. One stop to cease them all. And in the darkness, stop them.
I'm sorry.
What's going on?
Okay, so we've got this sort of, you know, like a tablet?
Chill.
Okay. Am I sweating a lot?
Yes.
It feels like I'm sweating a lot.
And I need you to back your cheek off of his cheek again.
Yeah, it's very sweaty
cheek. I'm going to tell this story from a normal distance of 7 feet away. Okay, you know how there are like tablets and sometimes you carve like important things into stone?
Oh, yes.
We've got one and it says that.
Okay, what does it allude to?
Well, we think it's the sort of like prophecy of one guy, and my cheek is touching your cheek
you
again.
You need
and
to
I'm
back
sorry,
the I cheeks up.
Back it back up.
Well, we thought it was someone who would bring around a great stop, a stop to the mirror charade. And
but
if you need to hear it again, not in a whisper, we can. It's every children, stop. Every child of the mirror world knows this
yes,
song.
One stop to stop them all. One stop to find them. Stop to cease them all, and in the darkness stop them. But you will not be forced to do this alone. That's not it. For the one who is supposed to do this forms a fellowship of the stop from all the kingdoms in the mirror world. From all the boys and non-binary people, and let's not forget the girls.
And also there may be someone who will stop you from being able to thrive, for neither shall live while the other survives.
And also the power of the stop is corrupting, so you gotta be really, really careful when using it.
Unite the land,
yes,
and get all the stops together to form a fellowship in the land.
Yes.
And then I will reign supreme.
We don't really know
I'm
what
not
happens.
Sure about that part. Maybe you'll, I mean,
we honestly have no clue.
Because in the real world, there's a stop family, there is a bunch, and I'm having a sneaking suspicion, yes, one might call it a hunch, that in the mirror world, I must gather all the pots that stop backwards, and then form a fellowship to unite this land.
Oh, yes. There are lots of pots.
So many pots, we didn't think that they might be stopped. Long hair and bows and arrows.
And there are pots that work in the mountains, crafting those arrows, but mostly hammers and axes.
And there are pots that look like men, but there's a lot of them. And there's pots that look like men, but are magical men.
And there are half pots,
little tiny pots,
little halfly pots,
little itty bitty pots. They mostly like to smoke pot. They smoke pot a lot, those little pots.
One stop to stop them
one
all.
One pot to stop them
one
all.
One pot to stop them
one
all.
One pot to find them. One pot to cease them all. And in the darkness,
stop them.
Will Steven succeed in uniting all of the pots in this mirror world?
Did Mass actually have one, or did he just name something from fantasy?
What's going on back in the real world?
Will we see it? We don't know yet. Find out when we return to the second half of
Lord of the Stop,
the
Fellowship of the Pots.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals. anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They are so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back.
When we last left Steven, he was in the mirror world, the first mortal to ever go there since Narcissus died. This all tracks. And now he's on a quest to make a fellowship, to be the final stop in the darkness. One stop to rule and stop them all. What will happen when we return to
Lord of the Stops, Fellowship of the Pots?
And then I was like, when you get that mirror tree, is it your mirror green?
Yeah, I mean, it feels very much like the real thing.
But like, what is our green might be someone else's purple.
Like blue.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Hold on. Man, I love smoking. I love to smoke and doing all the smoking things.
Pip.
Me, Pip, I love smoking. Getting high with me mate.
Oh no, but when you smoke, I think you're smoking and then you're actually also just like slurping some soup.
Nope, I don't think I'm smoking same as everyone else. You wanna hit it?
I'm smoking pot over here.
Yeah, same here. Smoking pot over here.
And then what are you doing right after you smoke pot?
Smoking, it's step two of smoke, step one. Step two.
Yeah, you're drinking, you're soup, slurping tomato soup.
Not done. Step three.
Ew, I hate that pot.
Step four.
Oh, okay,
this is gross.
Pip.
I love to smoke.
Pip, yeah, you might love to smoke, but you also love to eat tomato soup.
Well, sure, who doesn't love to eat tomato soup?
Well, I mean, I don't know, just lots of people probably.
Listen, I'm supposed to gather the best pots in the land,
okay?
Oh,
right, this bloke showed up a little while ago and got stuck in the middle of our conversation of who smokes.
When you hang out with Pip and...
Pop.
When you hang out with Pip and Pop, stuff gets a little whoopsie-dop.
I'm sorry?
We're so high.
I've been smoking so much.
Put down your blunts for 1 second.
Okay.
Pip, put down your soup. Put down your soup, Pip! Listen, the world is in grave danger, and I'm supposed to recruit the best pots in the land, and according to Moss and... Neffits, you were the best.
You need the best. You need the best in the land. Well, then you have to come to Pip and Pop. We totally understand. You need some people to fight by your side. Well, you gotta get Pip and Pop. But hold on, they are high.
We're gonna have to wait a while, cause we got a lot of smoke to talk. Step one! Step
no,
two!
Pip.
Step four! Everybody loves
we're high, they're high, they're high, they're high, they're high. They're high, they're high, they're high, they're high.
But we will join you.
Just 1 second. The world's imperiled and I need your help. So put down your bongs, put down your weed, put down your tomato soup. We need a POTS group. Yes, we need a POTS coup.
Okay, just tell us what to do and we'll be there by your side. Full disclosure, we're very high.
But we would still make this decision even without being stoned. As long as you walk this road, you'll never walk alone. But we're high, we're high, we're high, we're high, we're high.
What do you need us to do?
We're high, you're high, you're high, you're high, you're high.
We're gladly coming with you.
Just come with me, and then you will see. The fellowship will lead me to the other side.
Sounds great.
You have my blood.
And you have my bowl.
And my tomato soup.
So I take that as a yes?
Yeah.
All right.
Who's next on your trip?
Apparently there's a man that does magic here.
Oh yeah.
So I need to find
him.
You're looking for Randolph.
Randolph Potts?
Yeah.
Randolph Potts.
Okay, well, where does he live?
Well, he's kind of like everywhere and nowhere. Sometimes he's on the back of a big moth?
Yeah, sometimes on the back of a big moth. Sometimes he's white, sometimes he's gray. Usually sure. Carries a big stick.
You know what?
You know, he loves to get high,
high, high, high, high.
But yeah, mostly he's on the back of a big moth, so just kind of like,
Whoa, there it is.
There's
now
a bunch of dust from that moth. Just sort of follow it that way. You'll probably find him.
Okay, all right, guys. Well, I guess you're joining me with Moss and Neffits, too.
Yeah, we've been waiting in the cart.
I've been here a normal distance away from everyone.
Be cool.
Okay,
Being cool.
Just be cool. All right, let's go.
All right. All right,
here we go. Walking back to the cart.
Ah, here we are.
Flutterdust! Away!
Bye!
Excuse me?
Goodbye, my moffy, fluffy friend, as you fly away towards the distance.
Excuse me, Mr. Randall Potts, sir? Randolph?
Yes, Randolph, with a hard F at the end, friend. Don't leave it on there. Randolph. Randall. Are you looking for Randall Potts?
No.
This is my friend Randall Potts.
Oi! How are you?
I'm definitely not looking for Randall Potts.
He's a goat's herd. Do you know what that is, boy?
Someone who herds goats?
You're correct!
No one's ever looking for Randall Potts.
Ah, Randall, I'm sure you'll have your day.
Off with my goats! Walking, walking, walking.
I'm sorry.
Walking, walking.
What do you need, boy? Listen. Time is of the essence to me. I'm a very busy, magical man who does magics.
Oh, that's perfect. See?
Arcane and eldritch magics.
Oh, all right.
White magics and black magics.
Okay.
Green magics and blue magics.
I just need you to do magic.
Did
that's
you ever
all.
Think that what I see is green magic is what you see is red magic?
Oh, my God. You're just like freaking Pip and Pop over
no,
there.
No, that was me, Pip.
Oh,
and yes. Pop, sorry, we oh. thought we were joining. Is we not?
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, you are.
You know what, Pip? I think we were supposed to stay in the cart with the other two walkers of who were men.
Well, one of them was getting way too close to me. He was putting his cheek on my cheek.
We'll go back.
All right.
Walking.
Is that how everyone in this land...
Yes, boy, oh, that oh. is how everyone walks in this land.
All right. Listen, Randolph... I can see here the gray right now.
Randolph the Gray. You wish for me to accompany you on this journey, adventure.
How did you know?
Voyage, I know all. I'm everywhere. I'm usually on the back of a moth, but sometimes I'm somewhere else.
You're everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like some spiritual figure that I read about in a book called The Bible.
Yeah, kind of like an angel. I'm sort of an angel allegory, for sure. I will go with you.
You will?
Boy.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay.
But there will be a trial first.
A trial?
Right now.
What?
A sort of test, if you will.
I wasn't prepared
I'm
for
sorry,
a trial.
I'm sorry, did you call for Randall? I thought I heard Randall.
Trial.
Oh,
a trial.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
A trial. I'm going to run a trial.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know if this will be enough. Maybe it'll be too much for you to... Handle, boy.
Did you call for me?
What's that?
No.
I'm so. Did
no, no.
you?
I said handle.
No, I said handle.
I'm sorry. I brought all my goats back because I thought I heard my name.
Get them away from me.
All right. Shoo, goats.
All right. Let me just take off my backpack with all my equipment. And oh no, the handle in my pan fell down.
Oh gosh, surely this time.
The same word. It's the same word, Randall. It's a homonym, so it means a different thing, but it is actually the same word.
All right.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready for the test that will lay before you, boy? I assure you it is not the test that you will enjoy. There's questions coming at you fast. And I'll bet you shall not pass. You shall not pass this test. You shall not pass. No, no. You shall not pass this test. You shall not pass. Here's the sort of paper that you have to take.
Oh, it's a test?
Yes, that's what I said. Oh, you shall not pass this quiz.
Okay.
Here we go, put this.
Oh, gosh, it's geometry. Okay, here we go. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. My hands are sweaty. I don't know what to do. Oh, my God, what is the square root of two? I'm confused, I'm lost. I don't know which way to go. Oh, I'm so stupid. I'm just like a dodo.
Succeeded by knowing that the question is super hard.
But
now there is another test. It was also hard. Here is this kidney stone. Swallow it down whole. And you're gonna have to pass it out. If you can, you shall not pass this kidney stone. You shall not pass this kidney stone. It's hard to do in a field, let alone when you're at home. You shall not pass this kidney stone.
Okay, get to me. I shall swallow this kidney stone so that I may just go home. I will do the best no matter what the scandal.
Definitely this time someone called for Randall.
I said
you know
scandal.
What? Would you like to just stay? Do you need, like, people, right? People are one of the kinds of pots.
Oh, yeah, like a human person.
Yeah, Randall's a human
You're
person.
A human?
Yeah, I'm a human person.
Oh.
And I've got goats.
Listen, this is gonna be a kind of mean thing to say.
What?
Your next test is for you to send Randall away.
No!
You're gonna have to pass on Randall. Pass on him hard. Send him away. I told you, it's very hard. You have to pass.
I'm sorry, Randall, you shall never pass. You shall not pass, Randall. I'm sorry to say that.
a bit of validation. You gave light to the things that I was feeling in my introspection. And now I see that I must make myself worth. This is a new beginning. This is a rebirth. Thank you.
You're not mad or anything?
No, I feel like you did it with the right sort of delicacy where I felt like maybe there was a time where I would be able to pass, but I can't pass in this situation, and that's all right. I don't need to be a part of everything.
Wow. That's actually a big learning moment for me.
It is. Also, you successfully passed all my tests.
I did?
And so if you want to bring Randall, you definitely...
Randall, can you join us in this fellowship of pots?
Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, my. What a whirlwind for Randall.
You've passed.
Walking.
I will not ride in this cart, boy. In fact, I will not be with you for most of this journey.
Wait, what?
Flutterdust, back to me! I'll sort of pop up as... Oh, sorry. This is Flutterdust.
Hi. Oh, hi, Flutterdust.
No, sorry, you're talking way too loud to Flutterdust.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Ouch. Ouch, my wheelies.
Yes, don't touch his wheelies. Her wheelies. I'm actually not sure.
Don't touch my wheelies. Hi.
Oh my gosh, it's like a little toddler.
Get on board.
Like a giant moth.
No, Flutter. I'm gonna go. Oh, yeah, for me, yes, I get on board. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Flutterdust!
Ah! Hey! Oh, my little ears.
Sorry, I forget sometimes, boy.
Hello.
Whoa, who is that statuesque figure over there?
That's a
shooting arrows.
That's a part of the forest.
Hello. I've seen you, or the elders have.
Ah, so many bullseyes. These poor bulls.
You are such a perfect archer, but a much more
beautiful man. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's real pretty.
Listen.
Yeah, he's real pretty. It makes me want to get real close to him.
Please don't.
Mass, please.
His skin feels like porcelain.
Excuse me, may I ask what your name is?
You of course can.
Do it, ask.
What is your name?
Segolas.
Segolas?
Yep.
Would you by any chance be a Potts?
I am a Potts. One of the ancient Potts of the river. And most importantly, I'm a beautiful man.
Beautiful man.
I'm a beautiful man.
A beautiful man.
I've lived for centuries.
Centuries and also...
Beautiful man.
He's a beautiful man.
He's a beautiful man.
I'm a beautiful man. I can shoot an arrow and always hit my mark. But also in the darkness, my blonde hair is so stark. I can ride down the trunk of an elephant while I still shoot. Most importantly, is what I do to you. I'm a beautiful man. I'm a beautiful man. Beautiful in ways that others just can't. They just quite, they can't. I'm a beautiful man.
Can't understand how he's a beautiful man.
And it will be distracting, but I'm a beautiful man.
Me,
yes,
beautiful man. I need your leadership to take me to the other land.
I'm ready to do and help in all the ways that you speak. And even for you, I will let us touch cheeks.
I'm going away.
He's
a
beautiful man. gosh.
And more tomato soup.
No one flipping asked you about your soup.
I thought we were sounding off about all the things he has. Generally speaking, when someone's like, you've got my thing.
Pip, that's... we've already said that he has your blunt and my bowl
and, more
and your tomato soup.
And my cheek.
And my goats. And my car.
And my series of tests and kidneys.
Yeah.
Oh, he's back.
And he just flew away. Wow, I have so many things. Now I need, what do I need? I have one, two, three, four, five. I need one of them, short people that work in the mountains.
You need
and
an
stuff.
Axe maker. No. We are, this is tough because.
Oh, is it awkward?
No, it's fine. We're just mortal enemies and I don't think we have enough time to thaw into frenemies. I don't know.
Well, there's one.
Well, it isn't a very beautiful man.
Hello, dwarf.
Rude.
Is it?
No.
You're right.
Wow. This feels really tense
it
between
is
the
tense.
Two of you.
It is tense.
Hi. What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
You may ask me my name.
Okay. I could see you did
it.
Okay, I will. What
doesn't seem like he needs time to think of it. Just ask him right now. He's got it.
What's your name?
Yeah, ask him his name.
What
it's
is your name?
Be good.
What's your name?
My name. Well, some call me Rocky, but that is not my name. And some call me Dennis, that's also not my name. My name you'll hear, then you'll never be the same. Once you hear my name is Derek.
Oh, Derek, okay. Cool. Well, very nice to meet you.
Derek of the dwarves.
Oh, okay. Great. Awesome. Derek, I need your help. I need to form my perfect fellowship, and I need a dwarf like you, Derek.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. No problem, as long as this dude is not here.
What?
Derek, listen, we must put apart. We must put apart.
Between us. I agree.
No.
Space.
We must put aside the differences of our people.
Okay.
And help the mirror world and the regular world live as one. And
listen,
get this beautiful man back home.
I'm sorry. I feel like I have to interject here. This doesn't feel like a race thing. This feels like a personal thing. Is there something that happened between the two of you that was really tense and awkward?
I guess we are getting into it right now.
Yeah, I mean, I could be convinced to go, but I'm gonna need an apology.
Listen, I told you. I had already been invited to a different birthday party by the time you invited me to yours.
It was just Derek alone in the heart of the mountain.
Derek.
It was just Derek mining for gems alone. It was just a big old birthday cake that took several hours to make. And no one came to throw Derek a bone.
Derek,
oh, that's harsh.
It was.
I told you, you can't send an invite out the day before. I told you that one person isn't a good invite list, have more. And I told you I would still take you out for a drink if you'd stop to think. But you said this is the end.
It was just Derek was pretty busy that week, and Derek didn't have a lot of time to plan.
And it was just like Segalist begged him to pick a different day then. He even helped to try to make a new plan. People to get into the inside of the mountain. Why don't you let me throw you a dinner party next to that communal fountain? And I'll even make the dinner if you send me your list. But that was too late. Segalist was already dismissed. So there was just Segalist at another friend's party feeling like he's a jerk.
Well, I was all alone shoveling piles of dirt. It was just 678.
There was just Segalist wishing he knew how to reach out. Segalist wishing that this was how it was. Segalist.
each other as well.
That's fair.
Hey,
I think that being inside the mountain gave me a lot of time to think about how I was maybe also at fault. So I apologize for the things I did to you and said to you while I was busy mining clay and basalt. But I think that I can go with you now. I don't think you have to grovel, but it would really make it so much easier on me if you would say something nice about my shovel.
Do it.
One time
do
you it. Said it was stupid.
That's mean.
You said real men fight with bows. And what? I said, I want to fight with a shovel. And you said I'd never use one of those.
What? You know, there's that dynamic where you think people want to tease. Where you're trying to get close to someone and you're trying to please.
Is that what that was? I've always wanted a friend to rib around. But I've never had one. Again, I spend most time hiding underground.
That friend is found.
That friend is found.
You have my bow, my friend, and you have the greatest shovel a man can use. And we will help you through every mountain and field. And now the fellowship will walk across mountains
walk.
And plains.
Wow, I made it. The very edge of this mirror world.
I'm back too, boy. Everyone's here, just to clarify. We're all here.
Should we stop for a quick roll call?
Sure.
Okay. Let's do it. Well, I'm Steven.
And I'm Nefez.
And I'm Maz, and I'm a normal distance away from everyone.
Back up, please, back up.
And I'm Pop. I'm a half little Potts.
No, I'm Pip. No, I'm high on soup.
I'm Randall. Thanks for letting me be here with a bunch of goats.
And I'm Randolph, and I fly upon my flutter dust.
Hey. Segolas, I'm a beautiful man and a better friend.
And me, Derek, learning to listen.
Oh, guys, I've learned so much about being a complete human being from you guys.
You know what you have to do now?
Yeah.
Destroy the mirror.
What?
Yeah, at the end of it. You destroyed
the
thing.
You guys didn't say that in the prophecy.
Oh, we didn't read the whole prophecy. One man to stop them all. One man to stop them. One man to cease them all. And in the darkness, stop them and then break the mirror.
Guys, I can't do that. I want to come back and visit you guys. If I break the mirror, that means I'll never have the power of friendship.
Oh, Steven, of course you will. Please, listen, you've brought us all together. Do you know the last time two little half-pots hung out with a Randall? Or
Randolph?
We've
all been hanging out a lot. This journey has taken months.
You just sort of...
It was a long quest.
There's an extended version that's many hours.
We fought that big spider. Ooh, so scary.
Ooh, so scary.
We were on that bridge that one time.
Yes, yes. Me and Pip had a whole bit with trees.
Oh, yeah. We ate that bread inside of a leaf.
Who could forget the glorious adventures we all had?
But Steven, you're the only one with the power to really destroy what this has always been, a poor reflection of the truth.
You're right. I know what I have to do, but I don't like it.
Yeah, of course. People never like stuff that's hard.
All right. Here I go. I will take this cart and shove it into the mirror. Look, I could see a crack. I will take this bong and I will throw it. See another crack.
And you have my soup.
And my bow.
Crack. And my shovel.
My goats.
Crack,
and
crack,
you
crack.
Have my mop and kidney
This is the end of me. This is the end of me in mirror world. This is the end of me. This is the end of me in mirror world. I'm putting my hand through this mirror. I'm putting my foot into. I'm putting my other arm in this mirror. The transformation is almost through. This is the end of me. This is the end of me in mirror
My gosh, that was so crazy. Steven, we were just like learning how to sell
sushi,
video games.
Sushi
and
also
sushi.
Video games. I was telling everyone. And then,
wait, Steven?
Yeah. I mean.
Seymour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
who else would I be?
Stefan?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I thought. I guess I think about it sometimes because of the F, but I guess this is the only version of me.
Guys, I'm so glad to see you. Back to normal. I had the craziest dream, and you weren't there.
Huh.
And you weren't there.
Huh.
But all these crazy people were there.
What happened?
Well, I went to the mirror world and I... What? You know what?
Sorry, the what?
Mirror world. Like this mirror that's... Wait a second.
What's a...
Where's the GameStop mirror?
What's a mirror?
Wait, what?
What's a mirror?
You guys
mirror?
Don't know what mirrors are? How do you see your... Reflections.
We look in ponds.
Or you know, ponds.
Yeah, because it's... You know, you stop by a pond and you look at yourself and you're like, oh, I look nice. And then you never stay any longer than that.
It's
and
like
you move on. You know, you see your true self for 1 second and you kind of move on.
Whoa, it's like narcissists never died or anything like that.
Who?
Who?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Who is that? We might just not know.
You know, the guy who like stared into the mirror, into his reflection in the pond.
Yeah, maybe.
I read about it in ninth grade. I'm not sure.
Anyway, it's good to have you back. We're glad you're okay.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of sushi and our Pokemon Sun to sell.
If you want, you know. We're just about to close up shop.
Wow, I mean, I guess I'm back to be part of the Stop family, you know, to run the Stop business. But listen, I have better things to do.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Is it okay if I quit?
You wanna stop? You working at the Stop shop. You wanna stop?
Working at the Stop shop.
Well, that's something that we can support without one stop. If you wanna stop, working at the Stop shop.
You should go.
I'm nailing all of them. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back.
Welcome
oh my goodness.
Back.
Oscar Montoya.
That was so fun.
J.R.R. Tolkien. He is excited.
I mean,
he's excited.
He's celebrating. He's alive. Wherever he is right now.
He's in that mirror world going, they nailed it.
This is just a bedtime story I wrote, which is why it's a little meandering sometimes. But that one was, they just nailed it.
Straight to the point. Straight to the point.
I loved it. They said walk, walk, but they didn't spend 100 pages describing it.
They mentioned the Ent. They didn't get into Tom Bombadil, and that's okay. Sometimes Tom Bombadil doesn't make the theatrical version.
And that's okay. Okay, so we did realize that, we left out any sort of Gollum love. So we're going to do a rap right now.
Started post-Hobbits. We're going to rectify that.
So this is the precious rap.
This is a rap about things that are precious-ish?
We'll find out.
Okay, one, two, three. Here are some things that are precious to me. My mom, my dad, and my fam, yeah, for sure. My home, and women walk through the door. They got my wife, two cats, and I love them a lot. Thanks in my life, and I never will stop. Yeah, you know my sister too. Doing all the things that a sister can do. Yeah, it's good for all to see. These are all of these things that are precious to me.
My precious, my precious, my precious, yeah,
yeah.
My precious, my precious, my precious, yeah. All the things that are precious, yeah. My precious, my precious, my precious, yeah.
Tell them.
Oh yeah, that precious list never ends. You got it to your family, let me talk about my friends. I got friends since I was born, that's right. I call her womb to tomb, Amanda, so tight.
Hey.
Also, I got friends from growing up, yeah. I see them from high school, yo, what's up? And sometimes we even get together every holiday. We still have a dinner, yo, so yay. And you know I got those friends from college when we were studying the theater.
My precious, yeah.
Yeah.
My precious, my precious, my precious, yeah. My precious, my precious, my precious, yeah. You're killing
it out, yo. You've been talking about our friends, you talking family tree. Yes, I'm gonna talk about my community.
What?
Yes, you know what? I ain't no Quaker. The most important man here is the mayor.
Yeah.
You know what else I like? Friends. I like them till the very end. But the most important, I am a shot taker. Yes, I like the baker.
You gotta love everybody to work. From the gardeners digging in the dirt to the man who brings me the mail. Every day, no fail, rain, sleet, snow, or hail.
Oh, I like this story been told, but I also got some mad precious that's gold. Yo, I got some precious things. I got, like, some precious rings.
Yes, yeah. And imaginary things like the Sasquatch. You gotta give it up for Neighborhood Watch. Yes, you know, everybody is together. They're like birds a-flocking together.
Yeah, you know what? Definitely not the bomb. The low-key racism on Nextdoor.com. Everyone there's a community watch, but they're basically just like, oh, I saw a brown person and it made me scared. That website needs to get its shit in line.
You know what? I think your ability to talk and not think that that was like something you should stop. Yo, Zach's got your back and that's precious to me. Yo, he's out. He's trying to see when people are being racist low-key. There is no low-key way to be a racist.
No, that's not precious. Not precious. Nah.
Not precious. Not precious. Not precious. Nah.
If you're doing it racist, you are doing it bad. That's not precious.
Not precious. Not precious. Nah.
This is that precious music. We're talking family, friends, community, precious stones, Neighborhood Watch, Nextdoor.com needs to get its stuff in line.
Oh my gosh, Oscar Montoya!
Oscar, where can the people find you?
you can find me on social media at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. That's Instagram, that's Twitter, that's all that stuff. I also host not one, not two, but three podcasts.
Well, what? Yeah. What they are is called.
The first one is called Inside the Disney Vault. I watch every single Disney animated movie in chronological order and talk about it. And the other one is This Is What Democracy Pod's Like. It's a political podcast. And the last one is an Earwolf exclusive.
Oh.
It's Spanish Aki Presents.
Woo! I love that rundown.
Is that with Tony Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Y'all, give it up for Dana. Give it up for Brett. Give it up for Scott, new dad. Bam, 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 karate.
Mumble, mumble, karate.
We already shouted out on the Instagram, but we got some beautiful pillows and the nicest letter ever.
Thank you, Whitney.
Yeah.
Thank you for hooking up. Not going to blow out your last name online here, but.
But thank you so much. Love meeting you in Philly. Thank you. That was so sweet. We love you guys. Thank you for all your support and your kindness.
Thank you, sleepy babies in the group. We love you all very much. And as we say at the end of every episode, when you're the Lord of the Rings,
you can do most things.
Bye.
You still can't be a racist.